This is CliffCentral.com. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and players and playettes. This is CliffCentral.com, uncensored, unscripted, on radio, and welcome to the livest show between your lunch hour on a Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. This is No Borders, meaning that we have no restrictions, no limitations, and nothing else better to do. I hope everyone's having fantastic lunchtime today. I know it's payday Friday, so everyone should be excited. That's if you get paid on the 25th. We, on the other hand, get paid any other day. So we happy every day. We got Maseko in the studio. She's going to be launching a brand new single. It's called Mi Amor. It is your brand new single, right?
Yes.
And she looks so lovely. You know, it's always refreshing when you get lovely looking people in the studio. You know,
it's really dope.
Like it brightens up your day. You know, just when you're thinking, I don't want to be there today. And then, damn, you're like, wow. You know, this is lights, camera, action. Welcome to the hottest show between 1 and 2 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. Every Friday, make sure you check us out. We are the immigrants. Unfortunately, KF's not in the building today. He's on family business. So, yeah, wishing him great luck and safe travels on his family journey. And, yeah, we're going to get into a little bit of a session between, 1:30 and 2? Yeah, we're going to be talking to BMI. Got BMI, Congolese, South African, a young producer, young entrepreneur in the music business. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting session. Maseko, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Gamo?
Okay, now tell me about you first, and then we'll go into the music. You have 30 minutes, so please. Do not feel like you're in a rush.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Maseng is an artist. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a girl from the West Rand, so I represent the West Rand, Kagiso.
Oh, which one? Which section? Two?
Kagiso 2, yeah.
Oh, damn. Are you close to Y2J?
Yeah, I'm
you see how well I know the hood?
Yeah. I see, man. I see. Wow, I'm so surprised.
Yeah, look, I mean, I get around. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah.
And she's going to be releasing her album very soon.
Who is she? Not you?
Me.
Yeah, so I am going to be releasing my album.
I don't know why I speak like that, though, but yeah. And she, you know, I started pursuing music from 2010.
Yeah.
And, you know, things started happening for me, actually, you know, last year.
Okay.
And then I released my first single, which is Mi Amor, which is what I'm going to
present. So this is actually your debut single?
Yes, this is my debut single.
Okay. I heard a little bit of the single. I'm not going to lie, I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole single.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the first part of the single, and it sounds to me like you might be onto something there.
Thank you.
You do understand what Mi Amor means, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're one of those lovey-dovey type people, or is this just about the way you want to sell the music?
I am. How do I answer this question?
Yeah, you see, I got all the I got the nastiest questions. Nobody can beat me on that.
It's just the way I want to sell my music. Let me put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you describe your music?
My music
from a genre perspective. Let's go there from there.
Okay. I'm gonna be doing it's lounge and pop.
Lounge and pop.
Yes,
lounge. It's the first time I've heard an African artist describe their sound as lounge. Can you explain to the listeners what lounge would be? I know guys don't know what lounge is. It's not the lounge, not Chisanyama, not Ayepyep, no. It's lounge. Please explain the genre to me.
Lounge is a little bit of house music.
Okay.
Just a piece of house music, but you relax when you listen to it. It's not the kind of music that you dance to, you know.
Is it something like deep house?
It's close to deep house, but it's not deep house. Yeah, it's a little
what's the difference? Is it like the more vocal element or
vocal,
is it soulful sound?
Yes,
or
vocal? You know, lounge is about more singing.
Okay,
more singing, more lyrics and expression and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, that's what lounge is.
Okay,
so that's what I'm gonna be doing on my album.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And your album is titled?
We're gonna call it Mi Amor.
Who's we? How many people are on the album? You keep referring to all these third parties. Where are they? Where are these people?
We decided it's me and my manager.
Me and
the team. We sit down and we talk.
The manager being TK?
It's TK, and Modise is also part of the team as well.
Right, okay.
Basically, me and Modise. Because
okay,
we talk about these things. I don't just decide and say, okay, no, I wish I can call it this. But,
yeah,
you know, he's always there to lend an opinion and say, no, but like, I think maybe we should go for this. We should go for that.
Oh, in terms of creative direction.
Yeah, creative direction, yes. Yeah. So we spoke about it and say, okay, now I think maybe we should call it Mi Amor.
Okay, I wanted to ask you something. Considering it's probably the last Friday of Women's Month, it's probably the end of Women's Month that we're looking towards.
Yeah.
How do you feel women in Africa or women globally are impacting on the music scene?
Yo, I mean, we have so many talented women in this industry.
We do.
I can tell you that. And, you know, one thing I can say is that one thing that a woman has is the power to speak out, mm-hmm. you know, especially when it comes to music. And, I mean, for instance, women, the impact that they have, they can, for instance, let's say me, yeah? Mm-hmm. I want to be that person who has a recording label one day.
Okay.
But I want female artists. Ne? The reason why I want female artists is it's that so that they don't face challenges as in Jorge Pella, this is a male dominated industry.
Oh yeah.
And so let's say I'm saying I'm new on the scene and then I want to you know, have a conversation, maybe let's say with Gamu, Jorge, Gamu, can you please help me when it comes to 1, 2, 3, you
yeah.
know? But then, for an example, then Gamu sees a pretty lady, he's like, okay, no, but like, can we maybe meet somewhere, have lunch, and then we'll speak about it then, you know? So that to avoid certain things, you know, I really want to make an impact when it comes to that.
You're not really saying anything, you know that.
I really want to make
you're
an
basically
impact.
Saying that you don't want to be abused in the industry. That's all.
Yes. You know, so
wow.
So okay. So I just wish that there were more females who were doing that.
Well, look, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I feel as if with women in the industry and women just generally, I mm-hmm. think there's more space for women to work in the mm-hmm. industry. Mm-hmm. And it is true, obviously, you know, it being a male-dominated industry from an executive perspective mm-hmm. makes it hard and kind of daunting for women mm-hmm. to get into it. But I want to know, you as a woman, how are you coping with that? Like, how are you avoiding getting yourself into situations without, you know, losing mm-hmm. the quality of what it is that you're selling, which is the music?
Mm. One thing I can tell you that I have a very strong backbone. Okay. And I'm not afraid to be honest about the things that I'm feeling and the yeah. things that I'm thinking.
Okay.
You know, and if let's say a situation would be a situation wouldn't really allow me to say what I feel and yeah. it makes me feel uncomfortable, I would gladly remove myself from that because I always believe that something better will happen along the way. You get
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's how I see it.
And in terms of collaborating with other artists, not just on a South African level, mm-hmm. continentally, working on the album, are you looking to do that? Are you looking to go across the borders?
Well, we are done with the album.
The album is already done?
Yeah, we are done with the album.
There's no space for a feature? Not even like a 16 bar, nothing?
No, there's no space for a
wow.
feature.
But why didn't you think about collaboration? During the process of making the album?
I collaborated with Encore. Do you know Encore?
Encore, no.
Yeah, we're signed under the same label.
They're okay, and what label is that?
On Point Records.
On Point Records. And who owns On Point Records?
It's Modise Chrome.
Okay.
Yes. I collaborated with Encore and I worked with DJ Maphorisa.
Oh, very nice.
I worked with...
That's my guy.
I worked with Theo Kosingwe from Mafikizolo.
Oh, yes.
I also worked with Shotgun Fakes. I worked with Goofy.
Yeah.
You know... Legend Goofy, you know him, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
I worked with him, and so those are the people that came together.
So essentially, you're actually surrounded by a lot of opportunity. Is this all through the record label, or is this all your own personal relationships, or this is the label doing all the work?
It's all through the record label. It's all through Modise. You know, he's such a good guy, and
yeah.
he was just there to see the potential in me and say, "Hoetikeng, I think that we can grow Maseng, we can make her better, and to bring these people in." You know, it doesn't happen. You know, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, "What do I have these people like?"
At your disposal.
Did I work? Yeah, you know, did I work with DJ Maphorisa? I was yeah. at his house. Like, did I work with this
yeah.
guy? You know,
he's so a crazy dude.
It,
yeah.
Exactly. So it was just so unbelievable, and I was just so happy, you know, to thank the Lord and say, "Hoetikeng." I'm very grateful, and I thank Lord the God for this opportunity.
Yeah, of course, definitely. I mean,
yeah.
anyone would be grateful to have that sort of opportunity working with those type of high level talented artists. So these are the artists you've worked with. Do you have collaborations in terms of, are they featuring on your songs, or did Maphorisa just do production? Did Theo just do maybe a hook or something? How did that all come about?
Maphorisa just did production.
Okay.
Theo, there's a song that he's singing with me. It's called "Time for You."
Oh,
you
nice.
Know, so his voice is just in the background, and in this other song for women's rights, mm-hmm. it's called "Sina Malungelo."
Okay.
He's also doing backings there, so it's not like he's doing a verse or anything like that. But that's just what he did.
This sounds so exciting because I feel like You know, we rarely actually get a chance to speak to people who have a completed project. We speak to a lot of people who've got a single out or people who are still working on their project. And when do you expect to actually drop the project?
We're looking at late September.
Late September.
Yeah.
So you guys are trying to get in for that December money.
Yeah, yeah.
She even said, yeah.
We're trying to get in for that December.
This is the point where you're supposed to be like, no, well, I'm just, well, this is because it's the right time. She says, yes, because we're looking for money for December.
Wow. We're going to be releasing a second single as well at the same time as we're releasing the album.
Yeah.
The song is called us, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's called I Am, and it's a December jam, you know. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. I mean, we want to make that.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, it's not surprising. That means you got a lot of competition. And shout out to Vusi Nova. He was actually kidnapped and hijacked last night. Well, this morning, actually. But
yeah,
he's alive and he's safe.
Heard,
so we thank God for that.
Yeah, we do.
I just, you know, sometimes I just don't understand why crime is just going to those levels. I thought maybe by having Fikile in office, then maybe things would have changed. I guess criminals don't tweet. Maybe they don't see his tweets, you know. Minister tweet. Anyway, moving on. Before I get fired. Okay, when do we expect to have an international collaboration from you? Since you've worked with everybody else here, well, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, an international collab should be the next thing.
Well, I would say international
collab. A female one.
A female one.
Let me not mention a male one because you're going to run. Davido, Whiskey, Drake. Like, no. A female collaboration. Because I don't feel African female artists are working enough together.
Mm-hmm.
From a upcoming established artist.
Yeah,
because I mean, like, I'll look at even hip hop. I mean, mm-hmm. let's say, for instance, you have your Nadia Nakais and stuff like that. And I don't really see Nadia collaborating with upcoming artists, you know?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, you know.
Or is it a women thing? Or should we not go there at all? Since it's Women's Month, we might just, you know, give you a pass. But you know, it might be a woman thing. Like, I don't really like her hair, so, like. Like, what's that got to do
but
with the music?
That's the thing. I would really love to have, you know, a female collaboration. I mean, who wouldn't want to see that music video? It would be sexy. I mean, for instance, let's say Nadia Nakai.
Okay.
And let's say Mustang working with Nadia Nakai. Mm.
Don't have to ask me twice.
That would be something else.
I would be on set.
People would want to see that.
Yeah, I would want to see that. I think that's, I speak for all the people who just might not be willing to speak. We would love to see that. That would be something, a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it would.
I think I'm tired of seeing Nadia around Casper and Sego and all these other people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's just get it on some girls, you know? But I think, like, in the spirit of Women's Month, like, even now, I was thinking, there's nothing that I've seen in terms of eventing or in terms of PR that's really been pointing towards collaborative efforts between female musos. And there's not even a conference for female musos you guys can be in your own female space and be able
and
to motivate each other. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like,
and open up.
Do you think you can see yourself doing things like that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I actually had an idea and said, you know, one day I would like to do, you know, we come together as female musicians, you know, let's say, okay, females in the industry.
Okay.
Come together, we sit down, we speak about these things. So what, how did you make it? Where, how did you get there? You know, for instance, Mudise is from, he's from Kagiso, but he doesn't really live there.
Okay.
You know? So I met
him. He lives in the burbs.
Yeah, he lives in the burbs.
He's on point sounds like an engineering company that went, that made the Limpopo government go bankrupt like a couple of years back. Do you guys remember that company? Is he part of that too?
No.
You guys remember that, right? On Point Engineering. Nobody ever forgets that. But anyway, God, yeah.
So it would be nice for us to come together and speak about these things. So I made it. This happened. But, you know, I was able to stand strong and make it through and achieve this and do that. It would be so nice, you know. It would have been so nice for me, for a female artist to take my hand and say, oh, okay, no, I'm going to take you to so-and-so.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And not see me as competition.
True.
You know, so I'm just putting it out there. But yeah.
No, put it out there. Mm. This is your moment.
Yeah.
This is your moment to put it out there.
Yeah.
And in terms of your team, who else are you working with in your team?
I'm working with, in terms of what? The album?
Yeah, no, the whole team, like the management team. You obviously, you have Modise, who's the label owner, so you wouldn't really say he's your manager. Oh, is he your manager as well?
He is.
Okay, he's your manager. And then TK holds up what capacity?
TK is the road manager.
He's the road
manager.
He
takes care of me.
Yeah,
on
wherever
the road.
You go. Yeah. Just in case people want to get at you. Okay.
Yeah.
And who else are you working with? Are you working with a specific PR company?
I'm working, okay, Dimakato is on PR.
Okay.
And I'm working with Beyond the Thought.
Okay.
So he's part of the team at Beyond the Thought. This okay. guy who's taking
these are,
the
these
pictures
are the artsy fartsy guys. These are the ones who take the pictures.
Yes, for the social media.
Yeah. I know those guys. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
so,
cool.
So I'm working with, Beyond the Thought, social media, and Dumelo is also part of the social media team as well. So, yeah, those are the few people that I'm working with.
And please, can you explain to the listeners out there the importance of having a team around and the importance of having people around to do other things,
mm-hmm.
and you can focus on the music?
It's important to have people to do other things because you are a brand.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important for everything about you to be on point. It's important to have, you know, a stylist, a person who handles, you know, social media, a person that's going to be speaking to people on the road on your behalf and stuff like that, so that you can be able to, you know, focus your energy on the music and rehearsals and stuff like that. You know, just knowing that each and everything is taken care of. Because one thing I can tell you is that these things can be stressful. Yeah. You know, I forgot to call this. I forgot to do that. Because now it's like the music, you're rehearsing, you're doing this, you're doing that. You cannot really handle these things on your own. So it's very, very important to have a team behind you that supports you 100%.
And I forgot to even ask, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26, okay. Not bad. That's a great age to actually be dropping your first album.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us at least another 15 or 16 from you. You know, with guys, if you start dropping your album at 26, probably that'll be the last one. I'm sorry, my brothers, but we just don't last, you know. Like, we don't live that long. When we get money, we usually die. You know? Michael Jackson tried it. It didn't work out for him. No. They got rid of him real quick.
Yeah.
And now, being a female, what would you like to say to inspire other young females who want to get into this position, how they can get into a position like meeting a guy like Modise, and how they can find themselves in a space where they can follow their dream? Because I'm assuming music has always been your passion and your dream.
Always, always.
When will I meet someone who just says, dog, I'm just hustling, man. You know, I think I can do this. And everyone's like, it's my passion. It's my dream. And you know, ever since I was a little girl. Oh, wait, really? Do you want to be a doctor?
Because, you know, to get into music, you need to be in love with music. You need to be passionate about it.
Okay.
Because it's being creative at the end of the day, you know. And what I would say to young females out there that want this is that you must prepare yourself before it even happens.
Okay.
Be prepared, as in, if you know that you're going to be in the spotlight, mm-hmm. Start working out. I mean, is that that's not really something
are you
difficult
trying to tell us that you've been working out?
No, like
are you trying to just give us a hint that you've been working out?
No, I'm not
so
hinting
you don't work
anything
out.
I do.
Oh, there you go.
So
yeah, we know now Masang works out, guys. Calm down with the comments, guys. Please relax.
Okay,
I'll ask her. Okay.
Be prepared before it even happens. Okay, I want to see myself doing this, doing that. Start rehearsing, you know, by yourself. Start writing your music and, you know, just getting ready for that opportunity. Mm. For that, when it comes, that you are prepared. You understand what
good
I'm saying?
Space.
Not that you're starting from scratch.
Did
you
write and compose all the songs?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I didn't.
Well, so, young ladies out there, you don't have to write all the songs.
Yeah. You don't have to write all the songs.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the gym all the time. Yeah, right. Take it lightly. Yeah, don't finish your Friday vibes today. Just be like, knocking my hand, Tyson. No. But okay, cool. I mean, like, but explain to them why it's also important to have someone help you in certain instances, because then people will just think, she's just there to sing. No,
mm-hmm.
There's an important element of having other people write. Some people can write really good songs for really good voices,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For really good energies, for really good dynamics. So that's something that they should understand, that it's a team effort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even guys, you can look at Rihanna. Do you think Rihanna can write anything? Yeah, she can't. So somebody has to step in there.
It's important, Khabe, you know, for other people to write. I mean, at first I wasn't really keen to it. I was like, but I can write music, but I can do this. But, you know, Modise explained it to me, Jorge, we want, you know, to produce a great album, that album. He's not saying that I can't write, but he's saying that it's good to bring in fresh, you know, perspectives and new ideas and stuff like that, so that it doesn't really sound monotonous.
Yeah,
because one thing that a person can do is that, let's say if you are producing your own album and you're writing your own album, is that all the songs can sound the same, but without you even picking it up, you know.
Okay, just before you go on, Kagiso is responding here. So a friend of mine, Kosi Chaba, just said, you know, I just love when people from Kagiso are winning, man.
Oh, man. Thank
you.
She's
smiling. Oh, wow. Like, really? Get a bit arrogant, but like, yeah, man, thanks. You know, thanks, that's what I'm supposed to do. But it's weird and interesting how I feel like, with so much female talent available,
uh-huh,
there's actually no emphasis and there's no showcasing. There's no push apart from what the labels are doing for the females. So a lot of females come into the game and actually go out of the game without us even noticing, which is very sad.
Mm.
And how do you feel the industry itself can support the female hustle?
The industry.
Because I love the females. I'm more into the female artists. Do that. Yeah. Not so much.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, Khape, it's also about putting yourself out there.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you cannot be sitting on the couch and say, yo, I'm talented, I'm going to sing, and somebody one day is going to discover me. But discover you where? Excuse me. Mm-mm. You know? Discover you where. So you need So you need to not, you shouldn't be afraid, you know? Mm-hmm. If, let's say, you are presented with an opportunity, can you sing like now? It's like, mm-hmm, okay, no, you need to grab that opportunity.
Is that what you
did? With both hands,
for your shot. How did you get your shot?
I was in the hair salon. And
really?
Yeah.
There's some people there too. And to get a haircut this afternoon.
So I was doing my hair.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm talking to this guy who's busy with my hair, and saying, no, so what do you do? He's like, I'm a musician, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
Like, okay, no, cool.
And has that been your actual career for the last, let's say, about?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It has. I've always
since you finished school, you've just been pursuing music and that's
yes,
it.
Yes, I have.
Wow, how do your parents deal with that?
Yeah. It was hard, eh?
Must have been hard. Coming from Kagiso, I know this.
Yo, it was hard. Like, my mom was like, Tamo,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's what makes sense, right?
Yeah, she's like, go look for a job. You know, this thing, your music, you'll just do it as a hobby, or you'll do it part time or whatever.
But that makes it even harder. That's what our parents don't understand, that you actually have to focus as much on the music as you would if you had a normal 9 to 5.
Exactly. And
but I guess they're smiling now. A little
yeah,
bit.
She's proud. She's happy because she can see that things are starting to come together.
Yeah, and she can see Amanda Black is making all this money. She's like, maybe my daughter also.
My daughter
also now. Hey, put my contract down.
You know, my family.
Moms like money.
You know, my family, man. It's like, yeah. Okay, but like, you'll buy me a car first,
yeah,
right?
I'm sure,
and you'll, you know, you'll handle this and
that's before
that.
You've even bought your car.
Exactly.
The ones you don't even know if you have a license or not. They're like, hey, bro, but my car first. But I think it's great to be supported because I always feel like with females, it's hard for them to explore anything past education.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to go the education route and getting married and being in a good home with a good husband, then it's kind of like culturally doesn't make sense for us.
Mm.
But it's good when you come from a home whereby, even though they were kind of against it before, they kind of then now followed through in terms of the support now that you have a label and now that things are actually coming together.
Yeah.
So quickly, before I have to not let you go, because you still need to stay in the studio, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to debut a new song. In fact, let's just debut a new song. We'll come back and we'll still chat with you a little bit more.
Okay.
Brand new from Maseng. Is it just Maseng or do you actually go with the whole full name?
Maseng.
I think that's better. Let's go with Maseng. Miamor and this clip, Shantel.com. 1-2-2, no borders. Let's go. And we back. How you guys doing? You good?
Yeah.
We got BMI in the studio. That was the debut on Cliff Central, actually, of Maseng. Sorry, why do I keep calling Maseng? Sounds like my ex-girlfriend. Anyway, Maseng's brand new single called Mi Amor, which sounds absolutely stunning.
I have only
one negative comment. I don't think it's a negative. It's what do they call it? Constructive criticism. Like
constructive
people went
criticism.
To white schools. Yeah, okay. That's what they call it. Yeah. But they'll be dissing you, but it's constructive criticism. Don't worry. Yeah. But yeah, it just sounds to me like it sounds like everything else that I've heard in terms of that genre. I don't pick up the different vibe from it. Obviously, there's a different voice behind it, mm-hmm, you know. But mm-hmm. It sounds like something I've heard before. Why? Why is that? Who produced that song?
Shotgun Figs.
And how? And who else has he produced for?
They've worked with. I think they've worked with Rick Eric, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
Yeah.
That must have been hard.
When they went to Coke Studio.
Oh right, okay.
Just to name a few, yeah. I think yeah, that's.
But they must have worked with other female vocalists, right?
Yeah.
Because this, like, did you hear that sound, Palliser? Haven't you heard that sound before? Never. Well, Palliser probably doesn't have a radio, but it's fine, you know. We'll get you one, but it's a stress. But I think it's very vibey. It's very summery. Is that what we're pushing for? Is that the first single?
Yeah, that's
is that the,
first the single.
Official new single?
Yes.
Can they get it on iTunes? Can they get it on?
We released it on Datafile Host for now.
Okay, so you can count
can
the numbers on the downloads.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How many people have downloaded it so far?
It's 2,000.
Not bad, so actually.
Yeah.
And feedback wise?
At feedback, people love it. Hey. People are responding very well.
Is that
the
after
track.
They see you? Or
it's
then,
after they listen to the song.
They listen to the song. And okay, now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you know how people are.
It's after they listen to the song. You know, they've heard it on radio and it's like, oh, that song, Mi Amor, I really love your song and stuff like that, you know. So they respond very well to it. So, yeah, I'm really, really, really happy.
You look very excited about it.
I am.
You look extremely excited. I think you've had better feedback than the way you just put it now. I'm sure some people have stopped being the like, ah, myself, you know that song. It's like when I listen to it, we listen together. It's nice for us, you know.
Yeah.
We're in the house, so listening is nice. But I think it's great because it puts Kagiso back on the map. Yeah. I can't remember who was the last star from Kagiso.
Mafikizolo.
Stars, okay. Well, that's like an entire group.
Yeah,
so they came from too many. There's not like, can we centralize to one?
Star from Kagiso, Dando.
Yeah.
Dando's from
yes.
Kagiso as well. Yeah.
Oh, I've got a story about him. But anyway, we'll leave that for next time. Next week's show is about exposing people. For now, it's about celebrating Women's Month and celebrating your new single release. We have BMI in the studio who's going to join you now. He's a young producer,
yeah.
Born in the DRC.
Yes.
And pretty much has taken over the northern side of Johannesburg. So yeah, he's part of the New North.
Okay.
Have you heard of the New North? Oh, you need to get up more. If you don't know the New North, you need to get up more, man.
Yeah, for real.
This is part of the New North trap sound, trap producer. Come closer to the mic, brother, please. It's not going to bite you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, they call me Big Money Ice.
Big Money Ice. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
when you have a name like that, you can't fail.
Obvious.
It's virtually impossible. Big Money Ice. Yeah. Go on, BMI.
Yeah, and I've been producing for 9 years now.
Yeah.
And I've released few mixtapes, but uh-huh. Now I'm releasing the album.
Okay. And I'd like to speak more about your current venture. I know your current venture is to establish BMI as a record label in the country.
Yeah.
Tell me more about some of the acts that you're going to be working with and the sound that you guys are going into.
Yeah. Actually, for now we're doing trap.
Yeah.
Trap music. And,
yeah.
And yeah. That's it for now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, and the artists that you're working with?
I'm working with CTH.
Yeah.
I'm working with 227. It's a group of two young guys. It's so dope.
Okay.
I'm working with Mbli.
Yeah. Mbli from The Hustle, of course. Do you watch The Hustle?
No.
Why are you shaking your head as if someone can see you? Because they need to hear you.
No.
Okay.
No,
well, The Hustle is probably one of the most famous upcoming hip hop platforms on TV.
Yeah.
It airs on Vuzu. The second season just finished. Bli was one of the female participants on there, and she's pretty good. Yeah.
Nice, nice.
You see, that's where that female collaboration needs to come in. So you need to check out and see what else is going on.
Okay, cool.
But after Bli, who else you got?
There's Don Papi.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the
Those are the ones on the
label. On the album. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys got an album coming out?
Yes.
And what's the name of the album?
The name of the album is Mad One Production.
Okay. Yeah. And tell me, how do you feel about the sound? Did you listen to the song? Her song. Well, what would you say? As a producer, how do you feel about the sound?
It's dope.
And don't look at it when you because you might just end up just lying.
Yeah.
Just tell the truth, man.
No,
I don't like it.
No, it's a dope track.
It is a
it's
dope track,
a chill track, yeah.
Yeah, but you also make house beats, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so There you go. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe there's still a little bit of space, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe for a bonus track.
Yeah.
If the song is really, really good.
Mm.
So I think at the end of the show, you guys can obviously connect and do whatever artists do.
Of course.
Get in the studio and work. What I wanted to ask you, BMI, is in terms of your focus, are you focusing on a lot of female artists or is it just mainly male acts for now?
It's all of them.
It's all of them, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both gen. Yeah.
And but where do you think the spice is really?
The guys are bringing it hard.
They're bringing it hard. And I always find that very weird. Like, you know, you get so many labels across the world. And I speak to a lot of people who have labels and I speak to a lot of people who are establishing labels.
Mm-hmm.
And you always find there's four groups of dudes or there's four dudes or one time and then there's one chick. Or there's two chicks.
Yeah.
And even for that, I think that's kind of it could be daunting. Or what do you think? Do you think does that help? Like on your label, are you the only female on the label?
Yeah, I'm the only female so far.
Who are the other male? Who are the male acts on the label?
It's Encore and then it's Twice as Nice and DJ Spice. Yeah.
Wow. Like, did you guys like? It's like a creative decision to give each other names. Like Twice as Nice and DJ Spice and Uncle Kevin. Sounds like a nursery rhyme. You guys can make a lot of money in the kids department. Well, that's great. Okay, so, but how does it feel as a woman? Is it daunting or does it help you to... Do you feel like you're at the same level with the guys or do you feel like you're more superior in a sense, talent-wise? I mean, you can be honest. There's nothing wrong with being honest.
One thing I can tell you is that I'm learning from the guys. That's one thing I can say.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind if another female artist would come on board. You know?
That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Because I
have someone that I can relate to.
Exactly. Because I feel like record labels are families. And essentially, regardless of how the label prioritizes each act, you still find yourselves in a situation whereby you are always constantly around each other, especially when you're doing PR initiatives.
Especially
when you're doing studio work, sometimes you find that other acts will pop in and whatnot. So I always feel like there should be a balance. But then that's just my opinion. I wanted to find out if it actually exists. I thought maybe I was just being dramatic about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it's good. If you're going to sign one lady, you should sign another. So BMI, are we looking to sign another lady?
Yeah.
A vocalist? Because I know Blee's a rapper.
Yeah. There's one actually at the studio right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how you roll.
Nice.
Just be leaving ladies in the studio. Like, right? So I was like, you know, she's just in the studio. Like, she clothed my brother. Like, she got all her clothes on.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys, and I'll let my son go first. As young people in Africa, what do you think our greatest strength is musically?
Diversity.
Okay.
That's our greatest strength because we have so many different languages, you know, so many different cultures, traditions and everything. So we are very diverse when it comes to that. And we can take bits and pieces of everything.
Yeah.
You know, I can go get Zulu dances or traditional dances or whatever to come and, you know, open a show for me.
That is interesting. I love the way you put that into that. Wow. Like, you're actually shocking me here. Factoring in other African cultures in your music, even from a performance perspective. I like you didn't say that I could go get an old sing in Lingala or whatever, but you said you would actually get your show opened up by Zulu dancers.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously from a South African perspective, they can understand it more because that's based on culture.
Mm-hmm.
But now from an African perspective, I could think you could get Zimbabwean dancers to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And get like maybe like a Kalanga tribe from Zimbabwe to come and dance for you to open your show. And with your genre, I think that would make so much sense.
Yeah.
And it would actually open my people's minds to the possibilities.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like that. And BMI, what do you think? What do you think is our strength, man, musically? As young Africans. Because I'm still young, man. I know I look kind of old, but like, it's the stress, man. You know, like, going through a lot.
It's the culture, though.
It's the culture.
Yeah.
And like, culturally from the DRC, tell me, how does trap music fit into DRC culture?
Because
I never seen a DRC trap until I met
there's
you.
There's no trap there. They don't trap.
Oh, there's other traps, like your rat traps.
But they still do those old school rap, you know.
Why don't you think it would be a good idea to fuse the let's say the rumba style, you know, with the trap? Do you think that could work in terms of introducing a new sound for that region, for the Francophone market? Because when you're in DRC, I assume, apart from the numerous languages they speak in DRC, you have, let's say, a middle ground, which is Swahili.
Yeah.
So Swahili then allows East Africa to come in.
Yeah.
You see, I know, I'm just this guy. I know so much. Yeah. But yeah. So you see, it allows you guys to then span across. What I would like to see is that with every artist that comes out, even artists that are on, even artists that are coming up, I'd like to see more emphasis on us trying to blend the cultures.
Yeah.
And create, maybe not typically a totally new sound, but mm-hmm. like at least, you know, create that awareness that we can be able to go across.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just you being famous in DRC and you just being famous in SA.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't. True.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Because if you can get 100,000 fans in SA and she can get 100,000 fans in DRC and you can work with those markets and people can actually, like, you know, get the vibe, that means people will start coming from DRC specifically for your shows.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Y'all never thought about it like that, huh?
Nah.
Yeah, they tell the label to call me. You know? I'm available. Tell the label to hit me up. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think what I would like to see this year, which is just my opinion, unfortunately, is I would like to see more upcoming artists, regardless of situation. Like, you've got a label. He owns his own label. I would like to see more collaboration in terms of culture, lifestyle, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Something that brings the music not just to the forefront from a radio and commercial perspective, mm-hmm. but brings our cultures together.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's about the show is called No Borders. So I'm not going to talk about things that we keep within, you know,
yeah,
the borders.
Yeah,
we talk
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah.
breaking down the borders.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's great to have someone from the DRC who is from a totally different culture and you from a totally different culture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you guys go in the studio, then it's something that's going to be amazing. Look at Coke Studio. That's what Coke Studio is about.
Yeah.
You get Nasty C with Runtown and another guy like T Flavor from Kenya. But what that does is that it opens the doors for us to be able to spread.
Yeah.
Which is what I think has been the most difficult part. I feel like artists always feel like if, let's say, you are in Zambia,
mm-hmm.
Zambia is the only place where you can sell your music.
Yeah.
And that's not it.
Huh.
The idea is to make music and push hard to get it outside of your borders, because distributing it, giving it to your people around you is not hard. Think about the other people that want to listen to your music. Do you want to wait until you're on the number one spot on MTV Base before they know
before you? Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice for them to get to know you now?
Yeah, it would.
So that when you do actually get the number one spot, they're like, we remember her from that time when we thought she was worth nothing. But now, and then automatically you've actually worked so hard in terms of spreading the word across.
Yeah.
So food for thought. Don't choke on your sandwich this afternoon, please. I know. I just spat some game on you. I'm going to get you guys social media handles now. Okay. So everybody can follow you. Or everybody who listens can follow you. They like to follow. So yeah, definitely they can follow you. They can check you out and see what's up.
Yeah.
BMI? No, but right. No. It's Women's Month. Women first. Come
okay,
on.
My Twitter is Maseng_first.
Yeah.
On Instagram, I am Miss_Maseng. And Facebook, it's just my thing.
Okay. BMI?
Yeah. It's Mad One Production.
Uh-huh.
Mad One Production everywhere.
Mad One Production.
Yeah. Spell Twitter, Instagram.
Just spell it out.
Like, it's in one word.
Yeah, so one Mad word. One. M-A-D?
Yeah.
One. One the symbol or one?
The one the one.
One the one. Okay. Yeah. One the number one.
Yeah.
One the one.
Mad One Production.
Yeah.
One the one.
Wow, it's been amazing. It was great speaking to you, Maseng.
Love
the
so
new
much.
Single.
Thank you.
I think it's going to go far.
Thank
Would
you.
Would love man. To work with you guys a lot more.
Thank
Hopefully,
you.
When we see you next time, you will pretend like you know us. Great to hear from you, BMI. We're going to go into the 10th episode, MTV Sugar radio series. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. And yeah, thank God it is Friday. Amen.
MTVS/414/110/E.
That's how we do it down south, boy. That's what they call it down south.
Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Leo's story.
When I arrived in Zenzele, I was a shell of the man I used to be. What happened with Sophie in Lagos seemed to follow me everywhere, and I was desperate to escape it.
Welcome to my home, man.
This is really nice. To be honest, I'm just happy that I'm here, far, far away from Lagos.
Are you sure you're happy to be away from Lagos or away from Sophie?
Bro, that girl ruined my life.
You know, righteous men sometimes hurt people.
I mean, you know how it is in the heat of the moment.
Did she say no?
Yes. But you know how it is with these
girls. No, means no. You of all people should know that. I'm so disappointed at you.
I didn't rape her. We were making out and I swear I stopped when she started screaming.
Kenya, you're late.
I've been struggling to find my way around this place.
You learn. Or I could show you around if you're nice to me.
Zamo, you're a high school kid. Whatever you're thinking, it's not gonna work.
Whatever. There's more fish in the sea.
Leaving my past behind has brought simple joys I might never have come to experience. I mean, who knew that a 2-year-old and his teenage mother would change my life? No, actually, save my life. Spunkster, say cheese.
Spunky.
Nice.
Come, my babe. Was Samba Sotangi ice cream. Gonna be a busy chillers.
Bye, Spunkster. Lessons come in strange ways sometimes. Sometimes they're accompanied by pure evil.
So now it's nothing. It's just you and me and...
What?
Hey,
Ima.
I'm tired of waiting. That's well, Jack, again. Man, you give it to everybody else.
Okay.
How about
okay,
me?
Okay.
Well, I just want the taste.
Yeah, let me feel it too.
Mm, tasty, please.
Season.
Stop fighting. Stop fighting. Don't you ever come back here again, you hear me?
Thank you. Yeah, I know it sounds like I saved the day, right? But then I messed it all up again.
Thank you. If he weren't here, he would have raped me.
You do realize that you brought this on yourself, right?
How can you say that, though?
You brought him here? What did you expect? Zamu, you're always flaunting yourself, leading guys on. This was bound to happen. You need to grow up. In that moment, I felt justified. I mean, these are hard truths that Zamu needed to hear. But she wasn't the only one who got a lesson that day.
You know what? Go to hell with.
What? I was the one that saved you.
Just because you saved me does not mean you can stand there and judge me, Leo.
Hey,
I don't even know who's worse, you or that animal Sizwe.
Can't she see I'm trying to help her? This girl wasn't hearing it, man. She just went on and on.
What is it? Just because I've been seeing for a couple of weeks gives him the right to demand sex from me, right?
Calm down, Zamu.
Don't you dare tell me to calm down, Leo. Maybe you thought that if he kept on pushing me down that counter and forcing himself down on me, bruising me with those lips, I'd actually snap out of it and start enjoying it, right? Right! I'm so disappointed in you. You're not who I thought you were.
Huh?
Ah, go to hell.
Some things are never quite clear until they hit you. I mean, that's exactly what I did to Sophie. I was no better than that pig Caesar. Zamo was right. And the truth hurt. It hurt a lot. But now I knew exactly what I had to do.
It's time that I know. All there is to it, I gotta be right. Now I don't know if we could no more.
I'd been avoiding Sophie for months, convinced that I was the victim. But they say, when you know better, you do better. So, here it goes.
Hi, this is Sophie. You know what to do.
This is Leo. Listen, I thought about what happened the last time between us, and I was wrong. Facing your past head on is often the most courageous thing you can do. When you confront your demons, they can no longer control you.
It's the middle of the night and I'm still awake. Where to draw the line between now and daybreak?
shows me living in disguise, trying to shake it off. Time and time again, I broke through so many walls. And maybe everything we said, everything we knew, had changed, and now it's time to think things through.
Which of the following gives a man the right to have sex with a woman? Hit us up via USSD by texting *134*7714# with your answer. A. She is sexy and he wants her. B. He thinks she has been leading him on. C. He has bought things for her. Or D. It is possible for a man to misjudge a situation. Terms and conditions apply. MTV Sugar Down South was proudly brought to you by MTV Stayin' Alive Foundation, Positive Action, Children's Investment Fund Foundation, Mari Stopes International, Department of Basic Education South Africa, PEPFAR, USAID, and MTV Base. That's how we do it on
South, boy. That's what they call it down south. This is CliffCentral.com.